Welcome back to another episode of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B., and I am coming at you from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, as per usual. And I know that the rest of the country is going through a cold spell, blizzard, whatever you want to call it. Folks, I can't say that I feel your pain, although it did get cold here in Florida. I woke up to 41 degrees or something like that. I don't know. It was cold and I had to find a sweatshirt again. So I feel for the rest of you up in the Northeast that are going through these conditions. Negative degrees. Wow. So anyway, this is going to be a short show tonight. We have had a couple of scheduling snafus. Most of them are legit, basically, because the guest that I was going to have on this evening had a little personal issue to take care of. So obviously, as I've always said, personal life takes precedence over things like podcasting. So the guest will be joining us at a later date. I, however, am going to give you a short little show tonight. Part of the reason is I want to make another special announcement for the TechCon Unplugged conference that is happening this September in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Again, that is September 20th through the 22nd at the Holiday Inn Grand Rapids Airport. So if you head over to the website, TechCon Unplugged, I will have a link in the show note. You'll get all the details there. You'll get everything you need to know about transportation and lodging. Paco and Jeff Hallish have done a great job in securing the venue and getting some discounted tickets, not only for the rooms, which I believe are something like $102. There's also a discount code there for airfare if you fly United Airlines. We've got everything taken care of in terms of having a venue where everything is there in the same spot. They've made accommodations for a Dave & Buster's adventure on Saturday night. There is room for an open house party later that evening. With one notation, Brad Torrey, your bedtime is 11:59 p.m. So just keep that in mind. I did hear a little rumor that the door-to-door geek will be coming up to the conference. I even heard that he might be driving. So if any of you need to hitchhike up to the conference, door will be headed up that way. I also want to point everybody to the Facebook. By the time this posts, I will have already posted up a promo video that was made by the planning committee for the conference, so you'll get a quick glimpse there. I believe this is going to also be out on the Twitter, and it will probably be on the TechCon webpage. I'm not sure if that'll be up tonight or in the next few days. They will let us know. So that is the big announcement there for the TechCon Unplugged. As you know, I am going. I am also on the planning committee. Jeff Hallish and Parker LeBron have kindly let me sit on board. We had a meeting last Sunday night and are putting together some great topics, getting some panels together, trying to get some speakers in, some vendors that you all will be interested in. So again, a great conference that will be up there in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The cost, folks, is $199. And that is all in. So it's not like you're going to pay extra to go to Dave & Buster's or anything like that. Obviously, you got to pay to travel. You got to pay to sleep. And if you go wandering off on your own to eat somewhere, you're on your own. But in terms of the conference itself, breakfast, lunch, everything that's going on there, I'm going to have to check and see if we're going to have a delicious lunch. We'll check on that for you. So with that said, let me do a couple of things here. With the short show tonight, don't worry, you will get some great Odd Nuts Pro content. Just to give you a little sneak preview, there may be a special show later this week with the return of one of your most favorite guests on the show. I don't want to jinx it, but that could be as early as Wednesday. So you get a short show today and then a big old grand surprise on Wednesday if this all works out the way that it should. So since we have no guests, I want to do a couple of things. I want to read a few emails that we pushed back the last couple of weeks. I did the special show with Paco last week, and I hope that you guys reached out to him and gave him your support and your tech love. But I do want to say thank you to Brent, who emailed me. About a week and a half ago. He had listened to the show and was listening to me complain about an app that would control all of the other apps on the iPhone and little things like, you know, being able to turn off Siri across all the apps instead of having to go in individually and do it, things of that nature. Brent sent me an email that he had a great app for the Android platform, but wasn't sure if there was one for the iOS. The app was called Bouncer. I did go looking for it. I found it in the Android section of some store. Looked great. Could not find an iOS version. I do want to thank Brent for at least trying to find something for me. And folks, if you have found something for Apple, please let me know. Let's see, an email from Tim. And Tim actually wrote me after I had played the lovely Christmas song and had a soundtrack suggestion for me. And I don't know if I will be able to get it, but it is a great song that I think would be, as he says, very appropriate if you ever have a podcast where one of your customers' juniors has done something they shouldn't have. If you know the song Sabotage by the Beastie Boys, that was the recommendation. So, Tim, thank you for that. I will look to see if I can get the licensing rights to that and see if we can find an appropriate time to play it. Let's see, an email from Rod. Yes, so Rod was a gentleman who I've been going back and forth in email about some NetScout testers. And I'm not going to read this whole email. And part of my response to him is actually going to be coming up on a show in the future that we have that will be all about NetScout. But I did want to address a section that he put in there about the fact that the new Linkrunner G2, which is the Android-based handheld tester, does not come with built-in Wi-Fi, and you can buy the EddieMax adapter, which actually has both Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and converts the Linkrunner into a great wireless tester and allows you to do a lot of other features with that. So, of course, I've always made a comment too, why don't they just throw that in? The adapter's, you know, $10-$15. If you go to the Amazon link, that I put in the show note, I last saw it at like $11 and something. So go to the Amazon affiliate page that I've put in the show note. You'll see what I'm talking about when you look up the Linkrunner G2 and the EddieMax. And again, it is a Wi-Fi and a Bluetooth adapter. I myself have used it a lot, I should say. Not only does it add Wi-Fi testing and scanning capabilities, but of course, if you're connected to Wi-Fi using the handheld tester, there are actually features in the Linkrunner that we will talk about that I have said, wow, nice. I have sent email from the Linkrunner G2. Just saying. So that's nice there. All right. So those are the emails. And let's see. Let me tell you, I don't even know if I can call this a real story. It's just more of sadness for one of my customers. They called me on Friday. And first of all, I actually have to say that I was quite shocked that they called, because first of all, it was an attorney who called to admit that he had messed up. And when he said that, I thought, ooh, well, this could be good. So the story goes like this. Back in September, they had received an email from one of their clients, and this was a law firm that it's not one of the insurance defense. It's not, you know, an injury, you know, personal injury firm or anything like that. This is a firm that does a lot of commercial business dealings. They deal with leasing companies and agreements and stuff like this, but they do work with banks. And if you have done any work with banks, you know that they are following the same lines as the medical industry and the financial industry, where they are starting to get on board the security train. So this particular client sent them an email that they now need to do a network risk assessment and talk about how they are safeguarding the customer, the employee, and the bank information to be compliant with said client's expectations and regulatory requirements. So from their perspective, what they needed to do was go through, I think it was a 30-point questionnaire, mark yes, no, or non-applicable for a lot of the questions. And it was, you know, your typical stuff, same stuff you'd find in HIPAA where, you know, are your passwords secure? Do you have a firewall? Do you have antivirus? Are you patching your computers? Things of that nature. You know, do you have, you know, adequate security for your location? Do you have a lock on the door, an alarm, blah, blah, blah. So they had to go through and check that assessment. They also had to provide appropriate design evidence. And what that meant was they had to have documented policies, procedures, etc., with something called operating effectiveness evidence. And so what that meant is they had to provide third-party audits, screenshots, emails for everything that they were doing in order to prove that they were doing. So to give you a short history, this is a customer that I got, I don't know, back in 98. And I worked with them up until about, I don't know, 2011, somewhere around there, when we had a little bit of a falling out because there was one attorney that I worked with that had several employees. And this attorney allowed another attorney to come in and share space. And it was two people, and they brought their tech in, and we were basically coexisting in the space. And I know I've told this story before, where this was a company where eventually it got to be a situation where they said, we want to just have one tech. And because the other tech was cheaper and could work with the other attorney better, I'll have to describe that in more detail at another time. They went with the other tech, and I was happy because the way that tech worked and the way they wanted to do the network was something I was not willing to do. So fast forward 3 years after they had lost data in their backup, didn't have network controls, tried to run Dropbox as a server, and the network was just horrible. They called me back. I said, kick out the other tech, and had a little powwow saying, are you guys going to do everything the right way? Yes, we will. Well, come to find out, they sent me notification on October 17th that they had received this audit request on September 27th. So it was almost a month later by the time they told me. And the reason was, obviously, they failed. And if they had asked me, I would have told them, you're going to fail. So September 27th to October 17th. I then proceed to say, well, can you give me all of the materials associated with everything that you need to do? Not just the assessment, but there has to be some guidelines that this company has, because they're telling you that this has to, you know, abide by their requirements. So can I see the requirements? So November 9th, they finally send me some documentation. And basically, it's just a copy of a NIST document. Now, I'm sure most of you know what NIST is. For those of you that do not, NIST is the National Institute of Standards and Technology. It is an organization that, you know, puts together a lot of guidelines and documents on, you know, kind of a best practice scenario of things that you should do. They have many different areas that they talk about. Information technology is just one of those areas, but they do provide these documents every now and then. And the document that this company provided was a NIST document 7621 that was titled Small Business Information Security, the Fundamentals. So nice little document, great little thing. And it basically provided a, not even checklists and not even requirements, but just what it considers to be the absolute necessary actions that a small business should take to protect its information systems and networks. And then it has a section called highly recommended practices and then other considerations. But underneath the absolutely necessary sections, it just lists things like, you know, protect your network from damage by viruses, spyware, and malware. Provide security for your internet connection. Install and activate software firewalls. A few little things like that. Make backup copies of important business data. Doesn't tell you how to do it. It just says do it. And there is, I believe it's 9 things in there. You know, from the things I just said, you know, to training your employees, securing your wireless access points, things of that nature. The funny thing is this document that they sent was from 2009. That's right, October 2009. So it's kind of funny. This document has actually been updated, and I think it's in draft form now with a release date that's going to be coming up soon. So it's a very old document. We're talking coming up now on 8.5 years old. And they sent me that document on November 9th. I talked with the attorney, and we talked about the fact that we got to put together these policies and procedures for them. I told him I can provide that. I can just simply, you know, use what I've done with my HIPAA client and bring stuff over. We can make some policies and procedures. And he says, well, let me check and see if I really, really need to do that. So again, that was November 9th when I got the stuff and I told him, yeah, I can do this for you. I think he got a little nervous because I said, well, you know, this will be extra above and beyond the monthly service agreement that we have. And he was kind of like, oh, we'll see. So again, starting back September 27th to October 17th to November 9th, December 27th, he actually sends an email because something happened where he got pulled as the managing attorney for all of this company's cases. And when he gets the reply back, the reply is, yes, you've been pulled. But he doesn't tell me that he's been pulled. He doesn't call me until this last Friday, January 25th, to say, I lost all these cases. I didn't realize this was important. Can you help me? And so I said, yeah, I can help you. And we are now in the process of once again going back and making sure that everything that needs to be answered in the security assessment that they got in accordance with the NIST document that they got. And we now have to put together these policies and procedures. We've got to implement some things that they haven't done, like secure VPN for remote connections. Again, nice, simple little things that had he just went ahead and done it a couple of months ago, he'd be fine now. But apparently, when I asked how many cases this affected for him, he said it was a few dozen files, which, for those of you that know attorneys, each file is basically a case, and you can have, you know, many cases per client, and you could have exposure from a few thousand dollars to a few million dollars. I think that they lost a bunch of money. So now he's willing to do whatever he needs to do to get this assessment done and to be in compliance. So I will be working on that for probably the next week or so. I did a preliminary draft of, I think it's an 8-page document already with the policies and procedures that I'll be putting in place for them. Then we've got to go through and provide evidence, which, again, is going to be pictures, screenshots, probably, you know, screenshots of things like the group policies and stuff like that. So that will be my joy for the next week or so, which actually is a lot better than the joy I've had for the last month and a half, my terrible trips to Tampa, which I will talk about at a later date. So, whew. Anyway, just wanted to give you that update of something I'll be working on. With that, I'm going to go ahead and end off the show. If you have any questions, tips, show suggestions, be sure to drop me an email. Send it to marvin@podnuts.com. Follow us on the Twitter @podnutspro. And when you go to podnuts.com to look for the show notes, remember it's podnuts with a Z, PODNUTZ. And while you're there, check out some of the other great shows on the Podnuts Network and go and support some of our affiliates, our sponsors. Also, take a look at my Amazon affiliate page. If you need to buy anything from Amazon, go there first and then click on the product you need. Your price is the same, but a little bit comes back to the show to help us continue to provide you with some great content. All right. That is going to be it for tonight, and I look forward to giving you a nice little surprise, hopefully here in a couple of days. And until next time, holla.